Park, after a very good league campaign, successful one, and the championship, and off of the great victory over Ardra.
Look, we're delighted with that there. Look, you're always going in with a wee bit of intrepidation. You don't know what's facing you when you're going into the first game. You don't know, like, we had a kind of poor enough game in the first, in the league. We weren't really ourselves in that league final, but we got off to a good start with 5 points at half time against into a stiff win. So, like, when you have the firepower that we do have, you're always confident then you're going to come out and probably tag on the scores, and I think that's what happened.
Yeah, we've seen Donegal football criticised a lot. There's always a thing with Glen Swally, they're going to have a cut at you. Were you surprised our Ardra had left so many players in the forward line? It looked like you would sit and counter on them. Not, you did control a lot of the play, but there certainly was more space then in their defence because of that.
Teams seem to be doing that against us this year, so they're throwing three and four up top, it can't work. But I thought, like, our boys Dahi and Oisin, Dahi Galea and Oisin, done well in finding that space, because that's what was happening. It was on the half forward line, it was allowing us to get the ball up and get the runners back off them, and Michael and Copper coming around the loop. So it was brave of them. They had to go for it, we were happy enough with the performance. I think we controlled that first half, even though they came back to one on a point, I think, at one stage. They hit two or three on the bounce, but then we stretched it to five at half time and ran out comfortable then.
Yeah, it looked like at that point, yeah, came back to 5-4. They had three in a row. It was the only point, I think, there was kind of a real contest in there. You just controlled it. You came into the game, you lost Rory Crawford, you lost your captain as well, just pre-match.
Yeah.
Cormac, is that just a
it's just it's a flare up, an old knee thing. So we've four games. So there's no point in risking it, because one thing we have is plenty of half backs, you know what I mean? So we're able to flip somebody straight in, and if the way we train, everybody's getting a chance to we play 15 on 15 at training, so everybody's knowing the positions that they're going into. But no, he should be grand for next week. Poor Rory just got hurt in a challenge match 2 weeks ago, so he's broke the leg in two places, so thankfully no operation, but we'll probably not see him this year. But apart from that, yeah, everybody's top notch.
After, I suppose, your number of seasons here, you're seeing progression. There's things happening at underage at Glen Swally. Obviously last year a lot of people talking about your quarter final, how close you came to knocking out Niamh Connell. Are you happy with the squad you have this season that you can challenge?
We probably left the Glenties game just disappointed, because I don't think we believed enough. Do you know what I mean? I think if anything, that's what beat us again that night. I'm not saying he's beat us fair and square, and they were the better team on the day, but I think a wee bit of fear came into it. So the boys have been kind of waiting for this all year, since that we left that place at Donald Park last year. We need to have everything to go for us for it to happen. But yeah, we don't want pulling from the same resources that, say, like St Union's have, and the hard work that Niamh Connell have done to build what they've built. So that's what we're aiming for, to get there. We've got a young side, so if we can keep that together, there's no reason we can't be tipping about that so-called top four.
And Tyler, your brother, he's a bit of a mastermind plan for this championship, you tell me.
He's a master plan for everything. He just doesn't tell me most of the time. you see Savvy and goals there, and Cahill there with the reserves too. Tyler's doing massive work with them since the beginning of the year, and really it's really paying dividends the way we were able to get our kickouts away, and just keeping the boys on their toes all the time. And Savvy was brilliant under the high ball, which was a couple of them came in, so for a man his size you wouldn't be expecting it, but that's because of the hard work they're putting in. Look, there's a good feel in the camp, they're great young fellas. We have a buzz around here, and we everybody's together all the time. We go for our pints together and that kind of stuff. So yeah, no, it's a good feel to it, and we're enjoying ourselves.